Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, people, this is it. Speaking Like You're Thinking Radio. I'm your host, Naj Know It All, man who knows it all, as you know, man, as I say every week. And I'm joined this week by a great sports announcer, man, a guy who has a lot of knowledge about sports, man. I met him recently on a video show we both did. My man over here is Eastside Jam. What's good, man?
What's going on, Nas?
Oh, man, ain't nothing, man. I'm sitting here watching this little NBA TV, watching the highlights for the day, man. We got a lot of interesting stuff to get into today, though, man. Got
it's the weekend.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, matter of fact, yeah, let's go weekend first, man. Let's do All-Star Weekend recap. All-Star game. What'd you think about the game?
It was interesting. It was up and down. It wasn't no defense, but everybody, you know, it was up and down game. It was a good game. I liked it.
Right.
I liked the game. It was a pretty good game, man. And being in that arena, I think it was just, you know, pretty good for an All-Star game.
Yeah, that added an extra element to it, man. Seeing that 108,000 strong at the game, moving around in Jerry's little playhouse, man. That All-Star game looked a lot better than ones I've seen in recent years. But I guess we had some low points for the weekend, too, man. I'm going to start with the dunk contest.
Horrible. The dunk contest was horrible.
One of the worst you've ever seen?
Yeah, it was the worst that I ever seen. Like, I got home, I got home a little late, you know what I'm saying? But I got home just in time to see that. I was watching athletes. When I got in the door, Stephon Curry was going on his last round when he lost to Paul Pierce. So, okay, here come the dunk contest.
Right.
Horrible.
And that's supposed to be the main event. That's the sad part about it. It's supposed to be
main
the main event.
I mean, they had these guys sit on the Sprite. They already sitting down in their seat, so they get up. Then they got to sit on this Sprite thing and get the ball from the referee. It was just horrible, man. I mean, I didn't get it at all.
Yeah, man. I guess they did a bad job of picking participants this year. My guy, Shannon Brown, had a bad night, and Nate Robinson ended up being the boring dunk contest winner this year. Surprise was Paul Pierce winning the three-point contest.
Yeah, that was a shock for me, too. Well, it really wasn't as much of a shock, but we didn't think Paul Pierce would actually do it, but Paul Pierce has a pure shot.
Yeah.
A lot of people, he's a scorer, but if he's wide open, he's going to knock it down. And I ain't see no problem with that. I mean, I know he was a pretty good shooter, but with Stephon Curry in there, I didn't think he would win it.
Yeah, that boy Paul handled his business, man. But when you're talking NBA, man, around this time, you got to talk trades. The deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock. Some have already went through. We got the Dallas deal, which sent Caron Butler, Brendan Haywood, and Deshaun Stevenson to Washington for Josh Howard, Drew Gooden, and Singleton guy, whoever that is. Good trade for Dallas?
Good trade for Dallas. Now Dallas, they already got Sam Pierre down there. Now they got Haywood down there, and then you get a Caron Butler who's very active, who's always around the ball, who's very aggressive.
Yeah.
Kind of like an artist for that team now.
Right.
Somebody who can be a big guy that can, you know, move around and still do other things. He can shoot well. I think it's a good trade for him.
If you got a chance to get a dude with a nickname Tough Juice, you do it, man, regardless of what's going on, man. Man, nickname is Tough Juice, man. You got to get dude on your team, man.
Exactly.
We had one go through today, man. Marcus Camby's going to Portland for Travis Outlaw and Steve Blake.
That's another good trade for Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a veteran center now. Now you don't have to – you get somebody who's going to do his job. He's not going to try to come in and be a scorer or somebody that demands the ball. He's going to block shots. Going to get up and down the floor, and he can, you know, get rebounds and do things like that. I think it's a good trade for him. When Brandon Ward get healthy and come back and play at the level he's been playing at, it's going to It's gonna be a pretty good team.
Yeah, Portland is looking a lot better, man, because they had to do something to deal with the situation with old man Odin and his old bones constantly getting hurt. And, I mean, they gave up two guys they weren't going to re-sign anyway, Travis Outlaw and Stephen Blake. Now you can play the young boy from Arizona. Can't think of his name right now, but now you can play him instead of Stephen Blake, a little more behind Andre Miller. So, yeah, I mean, they look like they did the right move for their roster.
Yeah, he did the right move for the roster. I mean, when you draft a guy like Odin at 38, you really don't – you don't know how much you're going to get out of him anyway.
Did you say that man was 38 when they drafted him, sir?
He was 38 when they drafted him.
I believe it, man. I want to see birth certificates on that man. I don't know what kind of game he was running, man, but he got paid off it.
He got paid off of it. But they say he didn't have injury trouble until he got into college. He got his first injury when he got to college.
Right.
Now it's just a trend. Every year he's getting hurt. And
then they got to watch the Kevin Durant highlights, making him even more sick about it.
Every night. They watching him every night. And this could have been your guy.
Yeah.
But they fall into that category of, they would have had drafted a lot of guys that would have been around the same size. They would have had Kevin Durant. They would have had a lot of four guys, you know, three, four guys. And they said, well, we need our big. And that's what not Kevin Durant, but Odin was supposed to do for him. And he can't stay healthy. Can't stay on the court.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, as been proven time and time again, you draft for talent. You don't draft for need. As shown by this Portland situation, as shown by the Detroit situation when they took Milicic instead of Melo and D-Wade and Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh, exactly. And everybody was talking about the Hawks back in the day, why they kept drafting these three, four guys. They're drafting the same guys. All these guys about the same size because they got wingspan. Now look at them.
Right, yep.
You got these guys, you drafted for talent. Like you say, you draft for talent, the best guy available, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
Even though we could have had we could have had Andre Iguodala instead of Josh Childress.
Yeah. That's the one that hurts me too, man. That Childress instead of Iguodala one.
We all know the big one, but we don't want to talk about that.
Right.
I look at it, we got Horford.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have got Horford if we would have drafted a good point guard the year before. So it's all good.
Right. That's true, man. I guess the trade situation with Stoudemire is the biggest story right now. Supposedly Cleveland has a deal on the table, but Miami might be able to put a better deal on the table. So Cleveland's looking at Corey Maggette and Antoine Jameson as fallback deals if they can't get Amari. Is Amari going to determine the Eastern Conference champ?
I don't know about the Eastern Conference champ because he won't put Miami over the top. I guarantee that. I guarantee he won't put them over the top, but it will be a good fit for him, hopefully down in the future.
Uh-huh.
If he were to stay, if they were to get D Wade and Amar both signed next year, and they stay, and I think it will be a good mix, and I think they could go a long way in the future. But like this year, I don't think it's gonna change much.
Right, because you get D Wade and Stoudemire, you got the setting for a championship team, but you got to get your shooters and
your role players in place.
Yeah. So it'll take at least a year for them to really get that set. And speaking on this Stoudemire situation, I haven't heard or seen one comment from Steve Nash about is Steve Nash good with rebuilding?
That's my question about it. I mean, why are you getting rid of Amar Stoudemire if you're the Phoenix Suns? Where are you going?
Right.
you don't want
to sign him. Well, if you ain't going to pay him, who the hell would you pay?
But see, if they go with the Miami situation, they're going to get back Beasley. Beasley can be a big-time scorer, potentially. So they looking at it like that, I guess. I guess they're thinking they can go that way. And then with Steve Nash still playing at a high level, at a high age, he still can get him the ball and he can finish.
Yeah, that's true, but it still doesn't put him in the championship picture. It puts him, you know, it's more of a – they'll probably get a higher seed if they got, you know, were able to get Beasley and something else with the trade, but I still don't see them as a challenge to L.A., so it's like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah, I guess they're looking for the future. I don't know. I guess they'll draft point guard and they'll have Beasley, and I guess they – I don't know. I don't understand. I think they have a good, pretty good team already.
Right.
So I don't understand what's the problem anyway. If you keep the team you got now, you got two, three big guys. The problem with them is you got Shannon Fry want to shoot three.
Uh-huh.
And you got, I mean, Lopez, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. He can cause trouble. And then you got Amar'e Stoudemire who can play. He's an all-star player. Everybody wants him on their team. And then you got Jason Richardson. You still got Grant Hill playing at a high level. I don't understand. I really don't.
Yeah. I guess that owner, man, just getting cheap, man. He pulling the strings, man. A sad thing today, man, George Karl came out, said that he has throat cancer, but it's operable. Of course, I couldn't spit that out right, but you know what I'm trying to say. Sad thing, you know what I mean? Hope dude gets better.
Yeah, I hope he get better, too. I actually heard it on the way home, man. I felt sorry for him because he already done beat it once. And
right.
Now his son also.
Yeah, his son had it, too.
Yeah, and to have it again, I know it's, I got to be frustrating. I listen to local radio here. We have a guy who, you know, had tongue cancer, and he's just now getting back on the radio, and he was talking about how he can't taste anything.
Damn.
And it's just, he can't taste it. He said he can't, only thing he can taste is root beer. He said chocolate, he tastes it. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's sad, man. Sad situation. He said he tastes chocolate, and all he tastes is the cocoa in it, not nothing else. It's sad, man.
Yeah, I
really feel for him, too. And then we're in the middle of the season, having the successful season that they have, and then this to come down, it's really sad, man.
Yeah, it is, man. I guess other NBA news is Michael Jordan's trying to buy the Bobcats from the owner now, Bob Johnson, guy who started BET. He's getting a little competition, though, from a former NBA executive, so Jordan's got to put a team together. So I guess at this point it's looking like, man, if that divorce didn't go through for MJ, man, he might have been good to just go ahead and buy it.
Might have been real good. Might have been real good to buy. I mean, now you look at it like, you know, you looked at it at first like he's still making shoes. He good. He ain't got no problem. And now look what you could have had.
Man, the women always get you at the end, man. They
always
get their get back, man.
I thought Kobe Bryant was perfect, man. I did. I was like, this can't be the perfect, most perfect guy. Always in the end.
Yeah, they get you in the end. Ex Oklahoma State coach Sean Sutton picked up for he was trying to he used somebody else's name and he was trying to pick up some illegal prescriptions. It hit the man with four felonies, man.
Wow.
Ugly for dude. He was a player there and also a coach for a little time there. But yeah, looking a little ugly for dude, man. I just had to put it out there because when Isaiah or anybody else does anything, the media jumps on him. So this dude is doing something. I'm putting it out there, too.
Exactly. I mean, hey, your business in the street. You trying to buy something illegally.
Right. Let's keep it 100 with everybody on this time.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's keep it 100 with everybody. Cause like you said, if it's anybody else,
yeah,
it's going to be front news on that station we all love to watch.
Right. Looking at college basketball, do you see there being like more than three real contenders? Like, you see anybody past Kentucky and, I mean, who else? Kentucky, you got Villanova, you got Kansas.
Really, all the teams, yeah, Kansas looks like they're pretty good. They have a lot of, they have a veteran squad for college anyway, but I don't know. I think it's wide open. I mean, I think the upset of the year could be Kentucky in first or second round.
You see?
I mean, they're so young, they have the ability to get beat. So it's
and their lack of shooters might really hurt them against some team that plays a real good zone.
Yeah, they really don't have no real good shooters. And now you're forcing Patterson to go out and shoot, be a shooter when he was a down low guy. But I mean, they are an explosive team. They are an explosive team. They can go on that run. But it just seems like when they're on the road, they had trouble tonight. They just went to overtime, and they just did squeak one out tonight.
With Miss State.
Yeah, with Mississippi State. They had a tough time with them. I don't know if it's just because they're young guys and they count on three freshmen, true freshmen, to go out there every night and give it to them. It's hard. With John Wall and Cousins, they really are top five NBA talent, top five picks. But it's gonna be tough when you go on the road, especially when you get in a neutral environment when everybody's rooting against you.
Yeah, I can see how they react. I can see those guys losing. And still, when the draft comes up, John Wall, number one, DeMarcus Cousins, number three. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly. Exactly. But other than Kentucky, you got to look out for the teams in the Big East. A lot of them are experienced, especially Nova. It seems like Scotty Reynolds been in there since I've been in high school. I don't know, man. He's just been around for a long time.
Yeah, man. That dude is putting in work, but he's a grown-ass man out there. He's doing it, though.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. I like him. Syracuse, they well coached. A lot of people don't, Boeheim, he's going to win games.
Yeah. And that zone can be a problem for anybody. So, I mean, Syracuse is a bad matchup for anybody. I know everybody doesn't want them in their bracket.
Right.
That's the team you hope somebody else knocks off for you.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting. I think that's always a great time of the year.
Oh, yeah. We almost there, man. March Madness is coming up real, real soon. I got five quick questions for you, sir. You can answer them any way you choose, but basically just want to get your opinion on them, man. This week we had another statement released by the boy Floyd Mayweather. Crazy statement, and I want to try to equate it with another one. So, more stupid statements, sir. Sprewell complaining about feeding his family on that $13 million, or Floyd comparing himself to MLK and Malcolm X?
Floyd Mayweather is a character. He's a guy that has to have the attention. He says stuff that only people with money to blow would say.
Right.
He says stuff that just doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to prove. You go out and fight somebody. That's what you do. That's what we want to see you do. I don't want to hear antics and all this other stuff. I mean, you got great hands. I don't know how he will be as a street fighter because he's not bigger than me.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's a little dude.
Little dude.
So you going Floyd with a dumber statement there? Comparing himself to MLK and Malcolm X.
Yeah, you going too far.
All right. Will Amari going to Miami or Cleveland kill the free agent talk this summer about LeBron or D Wade if he goes to one of those teams?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I know it would be. Isn't he a free agent also?
Yeah, but I'm guessing they're trading, with the condition that he's going to re-sign, so.
Right. You would hope that he would.
Right.
But, I mean, if you go to Cleveland and LeBron don't stay, I'm not signing before LeBron.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that one for real.
So, if LeBron not signing, I'm not either.
Right.
So, that's the whole thing. I don't think it will. I still think this offseason going to be – I mean, I know in my life, probably the most anticipated offseason in basketball that I've had.
I mean, we never had it like this where it was, this amount of good free agents out there. I mean, because we've had summers to where wasn't nobody out there, so somebody threw crazy money at people who didn't deserve it, like Allen Houston, and, you know, things like that. So I mean,
right, exactly.
This is one of the best ones I've ever seen.
I like it. With me being a Hawks fan, it's like, okay, Joe Johnson don't want to sign back. Let's go after D-Wade. Let's get somebody big name in here, man. Let's do it.
Right. If he don't want the money, let him go. I mean, they can't offer him no more than what they offered him. Hell, 4 years at 60. I don't know what else you could give Joe.
Joe's trying to get the max. He's trying to get the max. And I don't know. I just think Joe don't have that killer instinct. I think he would be great beside of LeBron.
Yeah,
he would be great beside a D Wade because he would get a lot of wide open shots. He could play the post. He big enough to, you know, play an inside out game with somebody else. I think us depending on him so much, I don't think it. But at the same time, I want to keep the nucleus because I'd rather be a contender than to be what I've been through in the last 10 years.
Right. Nobody want to go back to that 13 wins, man. Not to say that Joe leaving would take us back there, but nobody wants to see that again, man. We Are the World, original or the remix?
Got to go with the original, but the remix I'm not mad at.
Yeah,
I would go with the original. The original is classic.
That classic, man. It's that classic, man. That original, they really put it down, man. Yeah, the remix.
Yeah.
I thought they might embarrass themselves, but they didn't, man. They did. Okay, it ain't something I would actually buy or listen to, but it did.
Yeah, it really does show where music has went, man. It ain't as broad as it was back then, you know, when it was either you R&B, you country, you know.
Yeah.
And you had those people on there. Now it's like, okay, we got to incorporate hip-hop. We got to incorporate, you know, the T-Pain.
Right, right. Yeah, hip hop got so big, man. They couldn't knock us out this time. They had to put us in there. So
they had to put it in there.
That's a good thing, I should say.
They paying a lot of money too for those 80 people.
Right. That's what's up, man. Help the folks out, man. Will Floyd or Pacquiao lose in the two tune-up fights to set up their mega fight later this year? But one of them messed up the money.
I think Floyd has a chance of losing, I think. With Sugar Shane, he really has a chance to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
He really has. But I don't understand why the Pacquiao fight couldn't get done. I thought it was I understood what they said, it was they had a date for it and everything, but something about it told me it wasn't going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, that whole stigma of him being scared to take that Olympic blood testing, that kind of scares me about Pacquiao, man. Makes me think he might be on that Barry Bonds, man.
To be honest with you, I think that's the way Floyd wants everybody to think. See, like Floyd be saying a lot of stuff. I think that's the way he wants everybody to think, but if you never did that, out of all the fights you had to do, you've never done that. Nobody else has ever done it. Now all of a sudden, now you want me to do drug testing that don't nobody want to do. And then Pacquiao say, okay, well, I'll do it. Now you say, nah, you don't want to do it. So I don't know which side to believe. Florida say one thing, and then Pacquiao say, well, he eventually agreed to it. And then Floyd said, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, see, the thing was, he agreed to it, but he wouldn't agree to the random testing. He agreed to scheduled testing. So, I mean, they both look bad because it looks like Floyd is, like you said, trying to exploit the situation and, you know, maneuvering it on the man. And then Manny looks bad because he doesn't want to do random testing.
Right.
Then it's
like,
are you hiding something? So, you know, it's a bad look.
Well, both of you guys been fighting, I don't know, but I ain't never heard nobody else say that. I ain't never heard nobody say, okay, we're going to do Olympic testing in professional boxing. I never heard that.
Floyd this, though. That boy Pacquiao is diesel now, man.
Yeah, he is. He is. He really is. But like I said, I don't know. All of a sudden, now you want me to take drug tests. And the other thing that I heard that it was about was Floyd Mayweather wanted his people to take to conduct the test. So it's his people doing all this, not nobody else.
Yeah, a little Florida trip, man. That's all I got.
Yeah, but Floyd gonna make sure his money right.
Yeah.
Before he get in there.
Yeah, I think if both of them handle their business, man, next year we gonna see the big fight at that same stadium where the All-Star game was. I think
it'll
be a big thing, man. They handle their business. We gonna see something epic.
Yeah,
since Tyson days.
Right. Before you continue, I want to ask you about the other fight you think going. What do you think about when does that happen? The Roy Jones and the Bernard Hopkins.
I want to say like a month after, man. Honestly, I don't want to watch it, man, because I don't like watching Roy no more, man. I feel like his family should have stepped in, man. I don't want to see Roy take no more beatings, man. That was my dude back in the day.
Yeah, me too. It's hard to see, and then Bernard Hopkins still got it going on.
Yeah, Bernard still got his stuff, man. I mean, he beat up on the Ghost last year, Kelly Pavlik. He beat up on him pretty good. So, I mean, he might get out there and embarrass Roy pretty handily, man. And I don't want to see it go down like that, man.
No, I don't either.
I wonder if he hurting for money, or what is it that got Roy still fighting?
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, when you just got knocked out, you got knocked out.
He got knocked out by a regular dude.
Not even regular. I ain't never heard of this guy.
In Australia, I mean, toned him out first round. I mean, man, that ain't the Roy Jones I know, man.
But, I mean, hey, think about this, though. If you can make your legend in America and then go overseas and be bigger when you done.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I mean, not if I had a legacy like Roy did, man. Not at the cost of the legacy, man. I wouldn't do it if I was him, man. It's worse than Michael Jordan in that Wizards jersey, what Roy is doing to himself right now, man.
It's way worse. It's way worse. It's kind of like... It's kind of like Dominique leaving and going overseas and winning two chips over there.
Right.
So you're going overseas to win chips. Look at Marbury. Where is Marbury going to play in Japan?
Yeah, he need to, man. There's something wrong with that boy, man.
I mean, do he really need to? Do he really need money that bad?
Man, I seen them YouTube videos, man. Something wrong with that boy, man. He needs something to occupy his time, man. If he ain't playing ball, we going to see more of those crazy YouTube videos with him eating Vaseline and stuff. Man,
yeah.
Go get something with your time, bro. I don't know what's up with Steph, man. And when you think about it, man, ain't nobody really fell off like him, man.
Yeah, he fell off. He fell off big time. And it all became because he couldn't get a trade.
Yeah. At one point, he was 20-7 every year, man.
Yeah.
He turned it into whatever he turned it into.
But he wasn't no winner.
Yeah.
He just got better when he left. It's like teams just got better every time he left.
Every time, man.
He left Minnesota, and they ended up getting better.
Yep.
So he wanted Garnett money.
Right. And he wasn't that kind of player, man. Never was, never will be. What's your take on the Hawks' chances for the postseason, since you're a Hawks fan, man?
I got big hopes for the Hawks this year. I really do.
Yep.
I think they got a chance to – only teams that give us trouble are Cleveland and Orlando. Anybody else that can be beat.
Right.
I mean, like, if Miami did get Amar, I think it'll be a little tougher because that's gonna be that first second round matchup. That's gonna be real tough, but
yeah.
I think they could take him. I mean, Amar ain't really showed me nothing to make him that much better than Al Horford. Al Horford can guard a guy like that and not guard a guy like Dwight Howard. It's a big difference.
Right, right. Because Howard's just a physical specimen, and they got them shooters around him.
Right. I mean, Horford even has a problem with Shaq.
Yeah.
Horford has a problem with Shaq. I mean, those are guys that's an area actually the Hawks need to get better at using their big men a lot. They got a lot of guys on the bench that are not.
Yeah. Bring Collins in. Let him foul a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, bring him in a little more. I mean, I would like to see Randolph Moore. Bring him in. Let him get some work in. Let him push some guys around. I mean, that way we can see Horford at the four every now and then.
And see, I'm a fan of Mike Woodson, man. A lot of people criticize him. I like Mike Woodson, but
Go ahead.
Yeah, the only real problem I have with him is his whole rookie thing, that Larry Brown thing he does, I guess you could say. Because I think Jeff Teague should have been playing all year a little bit more than what he's playing now, and we would have, you know, a little more depth.
Yeah, that's one problem I have with him, too. I mean, this year I really I've gotten on the Woody bandwagon this year. I really think they need to go ahead and pay him. They need to give him his money, like, now. But the problem I had with him before was he came in to be a defensive coach, and we didn't have that.
Yeah.
This is the first year where the defense is actually looking like a good defense. They're coming in with a game plan, and they're holding teams under 90 points some nights. And that makes a whole lot of difference. I mean, he came in preaching that, and then we were giving up 100 and some points tonight. That's what I didn't get. And then, you know, we had no offensive plays. Now all of a sudden, now we got a little more plays. I don't know if he opened up his book a little bit or letting the guys get out and run a little bit more.
Yeah,
I agree with you on the Teague also. Teague should be playing. I say put pressure on Bibby to make the play better. And it will make the whole team a lot better because I think T can penetrate a little bit more and he can dish the rock.
And he'll be a much better defender than Bibby can if he was getting the time out there.
He'll be a much better defender. He is already a much better defender. Right now, he's a much better defender. So, I mean, I say get him out there, man. Let him do his thing.
And the talk about Joe, you know, re-signing has been the major talk. But the MVP of the Atlanta Hawks and the most important thing has been Josh Smith, him deciding not to shoot threes, playing in the post, playing the defense he always has. He's the MVP of this team. I know Crawford's made a big difference, but I don't think Smith gets his just due, man, like the All-Star snub.
Yeah, he got snubbed in the All-Star game, and then I also thought Garnett's supposed to give up that spot. If he so-called hurt, you're supposed to give up that spot and let Josh Smith get in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wanted to just be in the biggest All-Star game there ever was.
Right.
I don't know, but I agree with Josh Smith, too. I think that I'm very excited about Josh Smith right now. I think he kind of
turned the corner.
Yeah, he turned the corner, but he kind of reverted back to where he was as a rookie, which he came off the bench and he rebounded, made highlights. He rebounded the ball. He dunked the ball a lot. And he didn't have time to shoot. I think he tried to become a better player. He wanted to be a lot better, so he started to take those shots. Last couple of years, he wanted to take a lot of shots and all that. Now he understands, okay, if I do this, I can stay in the league a long time. And then he's unselfish. That's what really I like about him. He's very unselfish. He can dish the rock. He has came a long way. But without lose Crawford, say her Crawford go down, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, it is. They did not look good in that game against Miami without Jamal. I give them this.
Didn't.
The All-Star weekend was coming up. I give them that excuse, but they did not look good.
Yeah, I think they were already packed, but I, like you said, Jamal penetrates more than Joe Johnson will. Joe Johnson is more of a, you know, he likes to shoot a lot, and then when he makes his move to shoot. You know, when Jamal Crawford gets to the rim, goes to the rack, he'll get a layup. You know, that's what I like about JT. He gets to the rim, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah, Wilson just got another, something going.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to do something, man, because I don't want to get us to the playoffs and somebody getting foul trouble and he bringing Mario West in again. Not to knock Mario West, man, because that's a dude you got to respect for his hard work in making the league. But I would much rather see Jeff Teague on the floor.
Yeah, I would too. But I really like what Mario brings to the table.
Yeah. Every team needs somebody like that, man. Some dude who's borderline league, but has worked his way into the spot. So I mean, every practice, whatever, he gonna be on it, man. It's gonna be energy at that practice.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's one of those guys that make everybody work a little bit harder because he's trying to get the ball all the time.
he don't want to get on that D-League bus, man. He determined, man.
Yeah. But he's one of those guys that, you know, he's never going to be great, but he always can have a spot because he hustle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that boy got a motor in him. Well, man, it's almost 12, so we didn't hit about a half hour on this thing, man. Was it anything else you wanted to get into before we get out of here, man? Any NFL or college, anything?
I'm ready. I'm ready for the NFL, man. I'm ready for a combine. I'm ready to look at all that. But really, what's most exciting for me right now, I would like to. I'm a baseball fan, man. And I like baseball a lot. I'm ready to see what the Braves are.
You a baseball fan?
Man, I'm an Atlanta fan all the way. The main three sports, I'm big on baseball.
Man, we gotta call this out, man. This is the first Speaking Like You're Thinking radio guest on here, man, that is a knowledgeable baseball fan, man. For the most part, we had guys who kind of look at the little box score or whatever, but the headlines, whatever, but don't really pay too much attention to baseball. So we definitely gonna need you during the Braves season, sir.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on to see, man. I really don't like the I want to see what Troy Glaus going to do. I really didn't like the pickup, but, I mean, like they say if he's healthy, he's going to get you. He's going to hit 30 home runs.
Yeah.
So I really want to see how that's going to work out. And I don't know. The lineup looks a little shaky without a big bat unless Glaus going to be that guy, but the pitcher's going to be there.
Did you like the offseason moves, though, besides not getting the bat?
Not really. I mean, I really didn't. I'm really skeptical on what they're gonna do. I mean, are they gonna bring Jason Hayward up? If they bring Jason Hayward up and put him in left field, but still he's a rookie, you can't really say okay he's gonna go put him in that spot and he's gonna hit 20-25 home runs. You can't say that right now. Then you trade one of your best pitchers for Melky Cabrera, and now you got Cabrera and Diaz in left field, and you got McLeod in center. It only works if Hayward in left and right, and Hayward plays pretty well. The infield is pretty fine. So, like I say, so you get the first base with Troy Glaus, you don't know. You got something you don't even know.
Right. And that's a big point you brought up with Hayward, man, because last year about this time they were talking about Jordan Schaefer the same way.
Exactly. You had Schaefer. Even though, I do get him that he was playing hurt, and they still say he's in the mix. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I mean, the best thing for him would be to have a good spring and get traded. Because I don't see him playing like being an everyday guy for the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
Actually, McLeod to me is what Schaefer would be at his potential. They about the same guy, so I would make a move. Yeah, I mean, they both are hitters. They're not really leadoff hitters. They're not very, very, very fast. They hit the ball well. They got a little power. Play good defense. They're both the same guy. If Schaefer tops out at, I think that's what he would top out at, being a Nate McCloud.
Damn. So it's going to be rough on the Braves this year then, huh? Philly
yeah.
in six.
Yeah, Philly look good. Philly look real good. The Mets look okay offensively. But they don't have no pitcher. So that put them right back down in the average category with everybody else. It really looks like the Phillies and really everybody else in the same boat has a chance. Everybody else has a chance, but Philly look like they're going to be there.
So you saying the Mets are spending damn near Yankee money and they still ain't got no pitching?
Ain't got no pitching. I can't even name. Besides Oliver Perez, I really can't even name another pitch on their team.
That's a damn shame, man. Dude is getting fired, man. What's his name? Omar Manaya.
He getting – hey, he's been stealing money for years, if you ask me. But, I mean, he getting people to come out and watch him. They're getting a lot of guys. Like they just got to stay healthy, to be honest with you. They really have a lot of talent, probably the most talent in the National League East. But – like I said, without the pitching, you're not going to win. And that's what the Yankees came to realize.
Right.
But they got you look at the Mets lineup, they really have a pretty good lineup. They got the power. And then you got really arguably the best player in the game if you come back healthy this year when Jose Reyes.
Yeah, he did. Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you talk about a guy that can be a leadoff hitter that can probably almost hit you 20 to 25 home runs and steal you 50 to 60 base.
Yeah, he had a nasty injury last year, didn't he? ACL or something?
Yeah, I don't know what it was because they kept saying he was going to come back. They kept hearing that he was going to come back, but he never came back.
Right.
I think when they got out of the mix, they just told him to go ahead and sit down.
He said, that's a wrap.
Yeah, just go ahead and just sit on down. But I'm very excited about baseball, man. Baseball is really my I get excited every spring training comes around, too, so let's just say that. I can't say it's my favorite that I get amped up for, but I really like baseball. It's an everyday game. You don't have to worry about, you know, like basketball. You got to maybe take two nights off.
Right.
Baseball is every day.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. This is your boy, Nas Know-It-All, on here with Eastside Jam, man. We about to get out of this thing, man. This is Speaking Like You Think It Radio. You can find the show on iTunes or go to the site. Speak it like you think of that WordPress. Eastside, is there anything you wanted to plug?
Nah, just a big time Atlanta fan, man. I love to come on, man. Just give me a call anytime, man. You know I'm here.
Oh, for sure. Well, y'all going to be hearing a lot from Eastside Jam if that's the case, because we definitely going to have them on all season, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man. And I guess next Tuesday, man, we can get back at it.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Speaking Like You Think It Radio. We out of here.
All right, man.
Peace.